At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. It's Joel, Barry, and Nick. We are in studio on a Monday, the Monday after the Masters. And it is always great to talk golf if you're me. The fact that the guys have, I don't know how to put this best, but you have relented to, or stepped back and allowed me to be in the glory of golf today.
Yeah,
and
you
I
should.
Appreciate that.
It's a big deal.
It was a fun tournament to watch yesterday. Because of the golf speak, we have Mark Rolfing on the line. Mark Rolfing, the longtime NBC analyst that you might know. Love listening to him on the air, but here's a guy that knows golf. And Mark, I appreciate you spending some time with us. Welcome to the show.
Oh, great being with you guys, and hello, everybody in Houston. Love your city.
I was going to say, I met you with Audrey Chang Trevino out at the 10 at the Houston Open at the MD Anderson about a year ago, and it was a pleasure to meet you then, but it's always great to get you to talk some golf.
Well, good, and I'm glad they carved out some space for you to talk about the Masters, for crying out loud. It's Monday after the Masters.
They're very nice. They're generous guys. But with that being said, Mark, you watched the tournament, as we all did, but your take on Sergio finally breaking through, as he had that moniker forever of the best player to never win a major, and just everything that transpired yesterday at Augusta.
Well, Sergio has done it really with an attitude adjustment. You know, it was not even 4 years ago that you heard Sergio say, I can't win a major, I'm not good enough, I've had my chances, I've blown them, I get all the bad bounces, all the sort of woe is me. And Sergio has had a major attitude adjustment off the course. You know, his personal life is completely different. And, you know, we've all had a sense that things were building toward, you know, giving himself another opportunity. If you look at that round yesterday, it was really early in the second nine that he won the Masters. He could have made six or seven at the 10th. He made a five.
Yep.
Hit a horrible shot at 11, could have made six or seven, made a five. And then really hit the backbreaker off the 13th tee, could have made seven or eight there and made a five. So, yeah, he hit a wonderful shot at 15, but it was really saving and minimizing his mistakes early in the round that won that Masters for him.
No question about it. And one of the other things I was going to say is a lot of people, whether you believe in fate or you believe in a higher power, you believe in a lot of things, but you believe in the tradition that is the Masters. And what you saw yesterday, you mentioned 15. I mean, this is the third Spaniard to win a Masters green jacket, behind Olazabal and Seve. It was Seve's 60th birthday yesterday, if he was still with us. And then on 15, the last guy in the final round to eagle 15 like that happened to be Olazabal. I just thought the clouds and the stars lined up, and what a great story everything was for Sergio to get that first win.
Really was. It actually, I think, started on Saturday. Seve was looking down as early as Saturday because Garcia hit a terrible second shot at 13 that landed on the bank and stayed there. You know, it could have gone in the water. He could have made a six there, and he ended up making a four. So, you know, the Seve effect was there. But this is exactly what golf needed. It needed a jolt like this. The ratings have been down over the last couple of months, typically on the Sundays. But everybody, I was at Augusta National yesterday, and I can tell you the majority of people were rooting for Garcia. And I think that's why people were so interested in that final round of the Masters. They finally had somebody that they wanted to root for to see win. You know, people aren't going to root for or against Justin Rose, but they did for Garcia.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's the Tiger effect. And Tiger did so much to build up the ratings and the popularity of golf. And Dustin Johnson and Jordan Spieth and all the Jason Day and the guys that have had taken their turn at number one, and even Rory McIlroy, they've gotten some people that have been somewhat, you know, interested, but it hasn't even come close to what it's been with Tiger. So you say that Sergio could be kind of maybe jumpstarting a little of that as we go forward?
Well, I think so. You really need somewhat of a polarizing guy. If you think about the event that has really risen in the game of golf, it's the Ryder Cup. It's become probably the second most important tournament in golf now, the Ryder Cup. And it's because there's a rooting interest. And if you look at the other successful sports like football or baseball, you know, people have a rooting interest, whether it's a team that they're for, and Houston, it's the Texans or the Astros, or they're betting on the games or whatever it is. They have a rooting interest. Golf just inherently doesn't have that. And sometimes you need a polarizing situation, and I think Garcia is that.
Now, Barry and I were talking about this off air, but Sergio's reputation has kind of been up and down. I mean, I think amongst tour players, he's very well liked, but he has, you know, whether it be celebrating when he was coming down the stretch against Tiger, or some of the comments he made about, you know, off the cuff about Tiger and or what they were serving at dinner if they would get together. But can you kind of encapsulate for us just kind of that hot and cold attitude that Sergio has gotten from the fans in the past?
Yeah, I mean, it's been way more cold than hot. And I think part of it is because earlier in his career, Sergio was a whiner. And while we revere our athletic stars, most people don't like whiners. They don't want to hear guys, you know, that are making $5 or $10 million a year playing golf whining about it. And Sergio had a tendency to do that. He has completely changed. This is a totally new and improved Sergio Garcia. And it began a year ago or a year and a half ago, and I think people have embraced that. And they're seeing a player on the course that's smiling, and he's gotten the bounce back in his step. You know, people tend to think Sergio's an old guy. You would look at him or think to yourself, he must be in his mid-40s because he's been around so long. He's only 37 years old. And he's now starting to act like a younger man again, and the fans can gravitate toward that. They like that.
Mark Rolfing of NBC Sports joining us on the HRNP listener line, talking Masters after the big day yesterday. I got to ask you, Mark, because it almost reared its ugly head again yesterday, and I actually tweeted about it. But if you're that guy that's sitting on your couch in your boxers and you decide that you're a rules expert and you want to get involved, step away from the computer, go grab another beer, and just relax. Because it was one thing when we saw it happen a couple weeks ago, a day after the event, but it almost happened again yesterday. What's your feeling on that? When people really want to get that involved,
it's got to stop. There has to be a statute of limitations, and there has to be some control over how rules violations are caused. And unfortunately, I think it's going to have to be a situation in these bigger championships where, like the NFL or like the NBA or like Major League Baseball, we have an official in the television mobile unit or in some studio somewhere that is able to watch everything, review it, and make a decision on the spot. But I really believe that within 6 months, you are going to see some new local rule put into effect for the big events that do not allow that to occur. And I'm all for it. It's got to stop.
Oh, it was just, it agitated me to no end yesterday, especially in light of what happened a few weeks ago with Lexi Thompson. So, I mean, the question becomes then, because I had someone ask me before we went on the air, don't they have in the final round, especially in the top groups, a rules official that is walking the course with each group so that they can, like, I would assume if one guy's in trouble or he needs a drop, that happened a couple times in the final round, that someone is right there to be accessible quickly?
Some do, some don't. I don't know exactly how Augusta National does it. Typically, they have officials positioned in places on the course, but here's the problem. They're using their naked eye, just like the players are. And with high-def television and everything else, you're never going to have as good a view of whether a ball is moving or not moving with a naked eye as you're going to with television. So I think the way to view it and the way that it's going to have to be ruled on is probably from some central location looking at it as high-def. I just think, you know, the rest of the sporting world is kind of looking at golf and laughing and saying, what's wrong with you people that you're allowing after the fact rulings, you know, to be changed or called by viewers. It's just ridiculous. It's got to stop. The players are really mounting a front to get it stopped. So I think that's why you're going to see it happen.
One final thing, Mark, before I let you go. I know Tiger's resurfaced. He couldn't play. He wanted to play. It was the anniversary of his first Masters. But where are you in terms of, is he done? Is there anything that can salvage his health enough that he can make one final run at Jack's record? Or is this the end of the road for Tiger Woods?
I don't think it's the end of the road, and I don't think he can make any kind of a run at Jack's record. It is getting, first of all, harder and harder to win major championships. The equipment has leveled the playing field. There's more guys that can win every major. I think Tiger will play again. I think you'll see him back on the course this summer. Could he ever win a tournament? It would really take the stars all to align again for him to do it. I think it would happen at a place like Augusta before it would at some other courses, let's say, U.S. Open course or something like that. But it's going to be difficult for him. I don't think he's ready to give up his career yet, but he can certainly see the end of it.
Well, Mark, we appreciate you spending some time. We know you're busy. You can follow him at Mark Rolfing on Twitter. You can follow him on NBC Sports doing golf coverage. Again, Mark, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.